Pakistan, like many developing countries, is not a self-sufficient country. Rather, it has a list of regular imports that include petroleum, technology, and machinery. One more thing that Pakistan does not have of its own, rather has it imported from abroad, is the Pakistani education system. In 1835, British parliamentarian Thomas Babington Macaulay wrote a document for the Governor General of British India, which was popularly known as the Minute on Indian Education. If we refer to this document, we would easily find out the reason the British revolutionized Indian education. In that document, Macaulay said that we must at present do our best to form a class who may be interpreters between us and the millions whom we govern. A class of persons Indian in blood and color, but English in taste, in opinions, in morals, and in intellect. Unfortunately, even today, a derivative of that same education system is prevalent in the Pakistani and Indian schools, colleges, and universities. Under such a system, a world is presented to the students in which success means nothing other than riches and fame. Students who grow up under the influence of such a system look at the West with wistful eyes. Or as Macaulay puts it, they become English, more like the kind of English the colonizers wanted them to be, in taste, opinions, morals, and intellect. Students who graduate from such education systems become a component of the industry, and the thought of sustenance blocks out their mental vision completely, such that they're not able to look at other important personal, social, political, and humanitarian issues. They work so that they're able to bring food to the table, and they eat so that they're able to work. And just like that, trapped in this very cycle, their lives meet their ends. No matter how great the post they work on is, and no matter how much they earn, it always comes down to this very cycle and them being the mere laborers who run it. Pakistan is the world's sixth biggest exporter of labor, more than 5 million of whose citizens provide labor services outside the country. Not only this, most Pakistani students who pursue higher studies abroad end up staying and raising their families there after completing their education. And this is how the Pakistani society keeps losing its educated class. The current Pakistani education system primarily consists of private schools. Due to the poor condition of public schools and seems to do less to propagate education and more to make money. What is worse is that different private schools have been created keeping the classes of people who studied there in mind, which tend to promote classism between students since a very young age. If taken into serious consideration, all these points lead us to the conclusion that like many other countries that have been colonized in the past, Pakistan also needs serious reforms in its education sector. We need to create an education system where students go to become more open-minded, independent, and far-sighted individuals who create their own identity instead of blindly following the Western culture and their tastes, opinions, morals, and intellect. We hope you liked our video. For more such videos, like our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube channel.